NTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. House Bill 213, also known as the Expand Optometry Act, put forward by Democrat Majority Whip Dan Hockman-Vigil, is scheduled to be heard in the House Health and Human Services Committee on Wednesday. And while lawmakers have repeatedly stated their desire to recruit and retain doctors in New Mexico, many physicians are speaking out against HB 213, saying it moves in the opposite direction by eroding medical school training, surgical residency standards, and long-standing definitions of the practice of medicine. They say the bill authorizes invasive laser eye surgery by non-physicians and shifts oversight away from the Medical Practice Act, lowering standards for surgical care and putting patient safety at risk. Physicians across many specialties, including the New Mexico Academy of Ophthalmology, New Mexico Society of Anesthesiologists, and New Mexico Medical Society and the Greater Albuquerque Medical Association, warn that New Mexico cannot strengthen its medical workforce while simultaneously weakening the education, training, and oversight that define medicine and surgery. And on Tuesday, Senator Ben Ray Lujan officially filed paperwork with the New Mexico Secretary of State to seek re-election to the United States Senate. His campaign enters the election with strong financial support, reporting $3.7 million cash on hand in the most recent reporting period and submitting more than 11,100 signatures. The New Mexico Department of Transportation is warning residents about a scam involving text messages that claim people owe money for unpaid toll fees. The messages suggest there will be penalties if the fees are not paid. However, NMDOT states that there are no toll roads in New Mexico, and if you get the text, you can simply ignore it and don't click any links in text or emails and never scan QR codes from unexpected messages. And a newborn in New Mexico has died from listeria infection, and the New Mexico Department of Health has potentially linked the death to unpasteurized milk. Officials did admit they do not know where the cause of infection came from, nor did they release where in the state the newborn death occurred. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.